News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, this week we brought you the results of an exclusive survey by News Talk Breakfast, which revealed that nearly nine in ten women feel uncomfortable walking home alone after dark. 13% of women said they had been attacked after dark, and 60% said they had been verbally harassed. We've carried out another survey with our female elected representatives, asking them how safe they feel walking alone after dark. And joining us with the results of this survey is News Talk reporter Sarah Ruan.
Morning, Ciara. Yes, the previous survey we carried out was amongst the general population, but we wanted to find out how safe our higher profile and more recognisable female politicians felt walking alone after dark. So I'll just run you through some of the figures. Now, of the TDs and senators we spoke to, 82% have received unwanted attention from a stranger. 73% do not feel safe walking home alone after dark. 67% have been verbally harassed, 15% have been attacked, and 45% have been followed whilst walking alone after dark. So in particular, that final stat, probably one of the most concerning ones. And, you know, we were all in shock after the stark figures from Monday's survey. But this survey shows that our female politicians have had more incidences of stalking and physical and verbal harassment than the general public. And, you know, some TDs and senators told me how they're afraid to even cycle or use public transport going to and from Leinster House. Others told me of the horrific personal attacks they've endured in the past. But Ciara, the main takeaway point from all of this is that the vast majority of our female TDs and senators do not feel safe on Irish streets.
That was News Talk Breakfast's own Sarah Ruan reporting. Now, this was an anonymous survey carried out amongst female TDs and senators, but some have bravely chosen to publicly share with us some of their experiences and stories.
Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD. During the pandemic, it was around about January, February last year, I had an appointment in the dentist. It was late. It was just off O'Connell Street. I was walking back to my car and there was a man walking behind me. He started shouting at me. He made to kind of grab at me. I kept walking. I didn't look back. I was then joined on the same street by another woman. He started doing the same thing to her. The two of us walked together. I got to my car. I clicked the button, my car door opened, and I saw the frightened look in her eyes. I said, "Where are you going?" So I said, "I'll give you a lift." So we both put our masks on, got into the car, rolled down all the windows, and I drove her home. It's frightening how common an occurrence it is, but it's something that happens all too often.
Jennifer Whitmore from the Social Democrats. I've been verbally harassed. I've been actually physically harassed. When I was younger, I was groped in a street. And I would have always thought that I would have, you know, fought back or I would have said something. And actually, I didn't. I was just in pure shock and stood there. I froze. But it was quite shocking. You know, when you're out with your friends or you're out late at night, you would have interactions and where you'd have men shouting, particularly if they've been drinking. They might be shouting and interacting with you in a way that you just... You know, you just don't want that. It can be intimidating.
And 33 out of 49 female representatives did respond to that survey, and we'll be bringing you more on that. We'll have some of those representatives with us a little bit later on in the programme. I'd also like to say fair play to Louise O'Reilly giving that woman a lift, because that was the exactly right thing to do, but not everyone would have thought of it. If you have been affected by any of the issues raised in this segment, you can contact the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre on their national 24-hour helpline at 1800 77 8888. That's 1800 77 8888.